We'll see tonight where Jeremiah is back with his friend Baruch. We mentioned him a few chapters back. Jeremiah is still under house arrest. He's in the king's palace under arrest, and is not allowed to leave the king's house. And just like we saw, this started a few chapters back also. Jeremiah will write a book, or he will speak, and Baruch will write the book for him. Some say that that this book is, and there's, that it's the book of this, the book that we're studying out of, the book of Jeremiah. I tend to agree with that. I don't know the way it talks about it here. That's the way it looks. And we'll talk more about that when we get to it. But there's also, some say that there's two books mentioned here, but there's really not. It's, he writes the book first, and then the king throws it in the fire and burns it, and then the Lord has Jeremiah and Baruch go back and write the book again. And he says it's the same, write the same thing that I told you before. So that's why I say it's the same book. So we'll get it more in detail when we get to that part of the chapter. So let's start with verse 1. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah even unto this day. So, if we were to go back, and we're not going to do it tonight for lack of time, but if you were to go back and go all the way back to the first of this book, then you see what he's talking about. He goes all the way back. So Jeremiah has lived all this in this period of time. And so, the Lord's told him everything that I've told you up until now, everything that's happened up until now, I want you to write in a book. Now, so this is where the confusion starts. Some people say, well, it's only up to this point. Yes, that is correct. It's only up to this. So we're only in chapter 36. So it's only up to this point. But when we get to the, a few verses from now, when we get to where after the king burns the original book and Jeremiah and Baruch write or rewrite the book again, the Lord tells them to add some things to it. So that's where I believe the Lord has told him, you know, you've written everything up until now, but there's going to be more. So that's when he writes the rest of the book. So we'll look at that more when we get to that point. But for this point in time right now, he is to write everything that the Lord has spoke to him so far. All the prophecies that he's given about Israel and Judah, and he says against all the nations. He's talking about all the nations that are going to come against Israel. Babylon. Remember Babylon? It was actually the city-state which was in the country of Assyria. And so you had the army of Babylon, the king of Babylon, but he also had other armies with him. So he had the Assyrian army came with him. There were some others that were from the north of Israel that came. Eventually, at some point, we'll see further into the book where Egypt plays a part into this. There's the other countries around, other nations around Israel also played into it. If you remember a few chapters back, the Amorites and the I forget the others, but there were several other nations around Israel that yoked up with Babylon and became allies with Babylon, but they revoked their alliance with Babylon, and Babylon destroyed them. And you never hear from them ever again. They were totally wiped out during this time. Also remember what we're reading tonight. Jerusalem is under siege at this point. So they're fighting a battle for their lives right now. And of course, the king of Judah, the king of Jerusalem, is still under the assumption that the Lord's going to save them. That's what he keeps going back to. But they have fallen so far from the Lord that the Lord's not even listening to them anymore. So, verse 3, it may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I propose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. This is the Lord speaking. And remember, the Lord gives them every opportunity to turn and to repent, and they never do. He knows they're not going to. He's already said from the very beginning that he knew they wouldn't. But he gives them every opportunity. Just with by the writing of this book, Jeremiah or Baruch is about to go before the temple and before the people, and eventually it will go before the king and his princes, and read this book of prophecies about the nation of Judah and about Israel and about Jerusalem, but they still don't heed the warnings. Verse 4, then Jeremiah called Baruch and the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. So like I said, Jeremiah tells the story and Baruch writes. That was a very popular way back then for them to do things. Jeremiah, and I forget, I used to know, but Jeremiah by this time is not a young man. He's not elderly yet, but he's not a young man either. You would think he would be able to write himself, but this is how the Lord has instructed it. Let this other man be the one to write it for him. The Lord has his reasons. I don't know why he did this for sure, but he has another man write it for Jeremiah. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of the Lord. So here Jeremiah mentions his captivity. He's being held as a prisoner at the king's palace, and he can't take the book and go to the temple and preach to the people. So he's asking Baruch to do it for him. Verse 6, therefore go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. And remember, we've talked about this the past few chapters. Many of the people from Judah had come to Jerusalem to seek refuge from the army of Babylon. There was only, I think it was the last chapter, that Jeremiah mentioned that there was only two or three other cities that were still standing. The rest of Israel, the cities of Israel and Judah had been destroyed. And so the people had fled to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem was overflowing with people by this time, seeking refuge. This fasting day he talks about, we'll get more into that here in a moment. This is not one of the fasting days from the law, or from the law of Moses. This is a special fasting day that the king calls. We'll look at that in a moment. He tells more detail on that. But he instructs Baruch to read what he has written. The words of the Lord, he says. These are not just the words of Jeremiah. These are the words of the Lord. In the ears of the people in the Lord's house, at the temple. In other words, the people are going to be gathered at the temple for this fasting day. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord and will return everyone from his evil way, for great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. And this was a custom in their day. The Lord, it comes from all the way back to Abraham. Maybe further back than that, but that's where it's first recorded. Anytime there was something catastrophic or something special going on, the king would, or sometimes it would be the priest, would call for a fasting day. And the whole nation would come before the temple and they would fast. So that's what this is about. So they're under siege by Babylon, by the armies of Babylon, and they have called for a fast. And it says a fast before the Lord. So they're coming before God to fast at the temple. But remember, God's already said he's not there. He removed himself from his own house because of their sin. Now, the Lord has also said, though, that if they would repent, he would come back. But there's no... They're fasting here, but there's no mention of repentance. They're not repenting of the sin that they've committed. In verse 10, then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the higher court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the ears of all the people. So this chamber of Gemariah, the son of a scribe, it says in the higher court. In other words, in the court there were windows from the rooms, and so this man Gemariah had a chamber there, or his living quarters, and so his window, possibly with a balcony, it would have been popular in that day, was there in the higher court, it says. So it was inside, facing inside the temple, and the court that was in the temple courtyard. He says at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, where all the people would have been gathered. This would have been the main gate where the people would have been coming in. And he says, in the ears of all the people. So everyone there was able to hear the words of Jeremiah through Baruch. When Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber. And lo, all the princes sat there, even Elishama, the scribe, and Deliah, the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan, the son of Akbar, and Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared unto them all the words that he had heard when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Cushi, unto Baruch, saying, take in thine hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the roll in his hand and came unto them. And they said unto him, sit down now and read in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. Now, here's the thing that I thought interesting. Here you have these princes, the scribes, these obviously very important men there in the city of Jerusalem, and it looks like some of them are very important men in the temple itself. But they weren't there at the temple when Baruch read the book the first time, were they? Well, they're at the king's house. They're not at the temple. They're not there participating in the day of fasting, at least not before the Lord. The people had gathered at the temple because they believed they were doing their fasting before the Lord. But these men, for whatever reason, possibly they had a different time that they would go to the temple, but in ages before this, the king, the princes, everybody would have been there at the same time. Matter of fact, the king would have been the one giving the example of how to worship the Lord. And you go back to to David's time and see that. David, Solomon did it. Some of their descendants did it. But not now, not this time. These men are at the king's house and not at the temple itself. But this man, the son of Gomorrah, he looks as though he's a tattletale. He goes before the leaders and tells them what this man is reading from this book and what he's telling them, and they want to hear it. So he goes before them. Baruch goes before them and tells it. Verse 16, now it came to pass when they had heard all the words, they were afraid, both one and another, and said unto Baruch, we will surely tell the king of all these words. Now, it appears here that these men act like they've not heard these words before. But remember, Jeremiah has been preaching the same thing over and over again, everywhere. Everywhere he went in Jerusalem, and there were other places in Judah that he did also, but mostly in Jerusalem, he was constantly before the temple. He had preached before the different kings that were in power while he was alive, or during his lifetime. He's preached this thing over and over again. These men, if they hadn't heard it, it's because they weren't where they were supposed to be as leaders. They weren't at the temple. They weren't at the wherever the king was at the time. Now, this king is a different king, and so it doesn't appear that he has heard it himself yet, but we all assume. But these men have not heard the words of God, the words of God's prophet. And remember, everything that Jeremiah has prophesied up until this point has come true. Everything. And you notice these men, it says they were afraid. Well, possibly it's because when they hear what Jeremiah has spoken in the past has come true, and they know it. They see that it's come true. They see that he's a true prophet. Unlike the false prophets that we studied a few chapters back, where they were preaching a health and wealth gospel and telling the people that, and even telling the king, had the king convinced that nothing bad was going to happen to Jerusalem, that God was going to save Jerusalem, when Jeremiah was preaching just the opposite. And what Jeremiah preached did come true. And they asked Baruch, saying, tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? Then Baruch answered them, he pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. So they're doubting Baruch here. They're wanting to know how did you get these words? How did you write this? And he tells them. He said, Jeremiah spoke it, and I wrote it down word for word. He didn't miss anything. Then said the princes unto Baruch, go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you be. So this is a very serious matter. They see the seriousness of this, and they've told them to go hide because they fear for their lives. The people, especially the leaders, are going to seek them out and try to kill them. Is what the fear is. And they went into the king, into the court. But they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishma, the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishma, the scribe's chamber, and Jehudi read it in the ears of the king and in the ears of the princes which stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants, that heard all these words. Now, you notice he says, nor rent their garments. That was a custom for them, that if something troubled them, like the words of Jeremiah, if the words of Jeremiah, the prophecies that he gave, had convicted them of their sin, had part of the beginning part, if I'm understanding right, the beginnings parts of repentance would be for them to rent their clothes at that time. So it sounds like that the men before them had done that, or he wouldn't bring it up now. But the king and his servants are not. Remember, the other men were afraid. It troubled them, these words did. Now the king, it says, is not afraid. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Delaiah and Gemara had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. They warned the king, don't do it. And he did it anyway. And you notice, if you go back, you notice that Jehudi only got into 3 or 4 pages of the book before the king had enough and began to cut it up with a penknife. And then threw it on the fire. The king wasn't having any of it. He was done. But the king commanded Jeremiel, the son of Hamelech, and Sarah, the son of Ezreal, and Shemaiah, the son of Abdil, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet. But the Lord hid them. The Lord hid them. The king is ready to prosecute now. He's got evidence that Jeremiah has spoken out against the king and the kingdom. And as far as the king is concerned, the king still thinks that the Lord's on their side. So from what his side of it, he thinks Jeremiah is blaspheming the Lord. Remember, we see the same thing in the Gospels with Christ and the priest at the temple. They accused Christ of blaspheming the Lord for speaking the Lord's words. But so they do the same thing here with Jeremiah. Verse 27, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, after that the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee again another roll, and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim the king of Judah hath burned. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. Here's the reason the king had the book destroyed. Because Jeremiah was preaching the destruction of Jerusalem and Judah and the king himself. Remember, we studied that a few chapters back also, where the king himself was going to be captured, and Jehoiakim would have nothing of it. You know, he was still claiming that the Lord was going to save him. Remember, up until this point, all the battles that have been fought with Israel and even with Judah, with the split kingdom of Israel and Judah, no kingdom, no nation has ever overtaken Jerusalem up until this point. And it's always been the Lord that's protected them. But now, the Lord's protection's gone. And Jehoiakim is still relying on the Lord, but not fully. He's sinned, the nation has sinned, they've not repented, but they're still thinking the Lord's going to save them. Even while they live in their sin, they think the Lord's still on their side. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day, in the heat, and in the night to the frost. So Jehoiakim is not going to have a son that's going to sit on the throne of David. His lineage is going to stop with him. None of his descendants are going to rule over Jerusalem. Plus the fact he's going to be killed. You know, there's that part. And he's not going to be given a proper burial. He's going to be cast out, it says. His body shall be cast out. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity. And I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they hearkened not. Like I said, God's given them every warning. He's laid it all out for them, told them exactly what's going to happen if they don't repent. And they still don't repent. They refuse to hear the words of the Lord. And this is the king. So the king, his seed, his children, his grandchildren, his servants, his whole household, in other words, they're all, he says, I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them. So it's everybody from the king on down is going to suffer because of their own sin. Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added, besides, unto them many like words. So remember in the beginning of our lesson tonight, I mentioned that he was going to add more to the book, and this is where he mentions it. He's going to add to it because the book's, we just finished chapter 36. The book's not finished yet. It's kind of like in our study in Revelation, where John jumps ahead and comes back and jumps ahead and comes back. That's what he's doing here. Jeremiah, they're going to write this book, and Jeremiah's going to speak it, and Baruch's going to write it, but they're not done yet. The book's not done yet. You still got several chapters to go, and so, but they are going to rewrite the book, and we have it in its entirety now. So we'll stop there for tonight, and we'll carry on with this. We'll go in next time.